Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Lucas here. Happy Saturday, good morning, or probably not yet because you're still sleeping and you're waking up and it's afternoon and then you hear this, so it's not morning for you, but I'm recording this in the morning. See, so much for my overthinking brain. But happy Saturday, as I said. And today in this episode, I would like to talk about a topic that I think will help a lot of people, hopefully help a lot of people realize something about themselves. The topic of which is that you deserve to win in life. Provided that you stay determined and you don't lose hope and you stay strong and you keep pushing and you got to where you are by certainly doing all of those things, that you deserve to win and that you need to keep trying and keep pushing and keep fighting. But the fundamental realization that you need to make before you can even do all of those things is that you deserve to win. And I think a lot of people suffer in that respect, where they don't realize that they deserve to win. They think too little of themselves. They have low self-esteem, right? And so I want to take this opportunity first in this episode to not talk about my story just yet, but instead, talk about the inspiration to my story. And it comes from an answer on Quora. If you know Quora.com, I found an answer, a question and an answer that really hit me in the heart. Something that I found very profound. A very, very, very good story that was very motivating. And I want to share that with you all today. This is an answer provided by a man named Alexander Porter. You can find him on Quora. In his bio, if it helps you identify him, it says he's a cancer survivor, serial dater, humorist, world traveler. And the question that he answered is, what was the turning point of your life that changed you completely? And a fun little exercise you can do if you want in your free time is to answer this question for yourself. Because it's pretty interesting to think about. What was the turning point in your life that changed you completely? Now, I'm gonna paraphrase Alexander's or Alex's. I don't know if he wants me to shorten that or not. I'm gonna paraphrase Alex's answer to this because I certainly don't want to read you word for word the whole thing. That's gonna take probably too much time. I wanna highlight the important points of this story. So, when Alex was 16, he says the single hottest girl in the year invited him to her fancy dress party. The thing is, he was under no illusions. He didn't think that this would mean anything. He didn't think much of this request or ask out by this single hottest girl in the year. And he thought it was something special, though. I mean, why else would the single hottest girl invite him? So the thing is, though, he knew that his mother wouldn't let him go. He just knew it. And I want you to pay attention to this part, okay? He knew that his mother would say no because she was strict. And there was study or chores to be done. Fun could wait. So he, in his own words, he preempted her decision and accepted his fate. So all the week he reminded himself that his mom would say no. And so he got on with his life. He told himself that the party wasn't really for him and that it was for the cool kids. When Saturday rolled around, he went to his mom and asked her up front, "Can I go to a fancy dress party tonight? A girl at school invited me." And after a week of already knowing the answer and knowing that he'd feel out of place there, his mom turned around and said, "Yes." So, remember at the beginning of this story, this answer that Alex wrote, he knew his mom would say no, and he preempted her decision and accepted his fate. But then his mom said yes. So you can hopefully start to see where I'm trying to go with this. The topic of this episode is about you deserve to win. And here we have Alex telling himself that he deserves to lose. That he knows his mom is going to say no, that he preempted her decision. He didn't know for a fact. He assumed with a closed mentality that There was no place for him to win. Here's what happens next. He didn't know what to do, and he was really shocked that his mom said yes, that he froze, and he walked away wondering what just happened. And you know what he did that night? On the night of that dress party, that the single hottest girl of the school in the year, you know what happened that night? Nothing. Yes, you heard that correctly. Nothing. He was too afraid to go to that party. And he was so sure that he wouldn't be allowed that he had psyched himself out. He was paralyzed by fear. The moment had passed and he had missed it. The next morning, his friend calls him and tells him that the party was off the chain. Apparently, the school hottie, in his own words, had even asked where Alex was. She was hoping to see him there, but he was at home, too afraid to take a chance, having already convinced himself the chance never belonged to him in the first place. And he still remembers this moment, the following moment, as clear as day. His one and only epiphany in his life, as he says himself. He was 16 and he told himself, "Alexander, I know life is scary, but if you say no to opportunities like this, you'll never have a single story worth telling. You might get hurt or scared or even sad, but it's time to start living life." And do you know what happened after that? Nothing. Yes, nothing. You heard that right. Even after he has that epiphany, nothing happens. Nothing changes. He was still terrified of the world, and he convinced himself that every exciting moment belonged to someone else, and that he would be a fraud if he wanted to experience them himself, so nothing changed at all. 4 years later, just after his 20th birthday, he gets diagnosed with leukemia, and then later on, his doctor tells him that he has cancer. And so he, you know, when you have your life flashing before your eyes, when you're told something as serious as you have cancer, right? Hopefully that's not something anyone has to experience. I mean, I know people experience it, but I hope you don't have to. But he has a life flashing before his moment eyes. No, I completely messed that up. He has a life flashing before his eyes moment. And he basically watches the highlights of the previous 20 years of his life. But guess what? There wasn't much to see. It was an empty film reel devoid of experiences with no stories to tell, gathering dust in the attic of his mind. A waste of a life not lived. He comes out of the hospital 244 days later, and he couldn't be around crowds, he wasn't strong enough to handle it, and in that state of weakness, of loss and despair, he made a decision. He made a promise to the 16-year-old version of himself who was so afraid that he might spend time with a pretty girl that he stayed home. And he also promised to the 20-year-old version of himself who was sad and empty with nothing to show for his 2 decades on planet Earth. And he promised them, he promised himself, that if leukemia ever knocked on his door again, if he ever was diagnosed with it again, that he would never ever be caught short of a story. This was the turning point of his life. The turning point of his life was to miss a party and become a storyteller. And that's something that he wears on his skin every single day. Because his promise now is that if he ever has to watch his life flash before his eyes again, he will have a story worth watching. And here's the real kicker at the end of his answer. For those of you wondering what happened to the school hottie, he says, "Well, the universe has a way of bringing meaning to madness. She grew up to be a tattoo artist, and she's the one who gave him a tattoo. And I can't show you the picture because this is an episode, so you can't really see it. But on his left hand is a word tattooed that says storyteller." And that is the end of his answer. And we're already about 10 minutes into this episode. I did anticipate that this episode would take longer than usual because I wanted to be able to share his story and also give you my answer to that sort of question. What was the turning point of your life, right? That, actually, let me read it verbatim just so I don't get the meaning mixed up. The turning point of your life that changed you completely, what was it? So, hopefully, first of all, hopefully you enjoyed that answer, that wonderful story. I ended up saying more than I mean, the story was so beautifully written that I spoke more than would be considered paraphrasing, I think. You might have noticed that yourself. But it was such a beautiful story that I didn't really want to miss how beautifully it was told. Again, that was Alexander Porter on Quora.com. You can find his answer for yourself and see that tattoo. And so, my turning point in my life was, I would have to say, I don't have a specific date in my head. This was a period of time, me going through sort of my junior, senior year of high school. Actually, when my household situation got to its worst, this was back in, I believe, December of 2015 or early 2016, because that's when I was a senior during that 2015 to 2016 year. And I don't remember specifically which month or when exactly these bad events happened. I mean, I could look it up. I have my ways of I have a way of finding out, but I'm not going to do that right now. This is all coming from the top of my head to the best of my recollection of my memories, which, by the way, I don't think I've ever said this before to people, but there was a time in my life where I tried very, very, very hard to get rid of the memories that I had of my past. It was probably having something to do with a coping mechanism, struggling to come to terms with the reality that I lived. I actually lied to people about my background and about my name because I didn't really want people to see where I came from. And so I made up stories, I faked my identity, I faked where I was, you know, coming from. And so anyway, that's sort of besides the point, but I just thought, I thought I'd express that as part of, you know, the truth of who I am and where I come from. Now, so this was approximately December 2015 or early 2016 when my household situation got its worst. And I was going through some very difficult things, and I was at my darkest, these were the darkest moments of my life. If you look at my Instagram, I actually shared a poem from a poet named Aaron Hansen, who is mysteriously not present on social media as of late, which is worrisome. But I shared one of her poems that carried me through these darkest moments of my life. You can go ahead and check that out. And as I was going through these darkest moments of my life, I was on the brink of making a very terrible decision. One that would have been bloody and terrible and violent. One that would certainly set me apart from this path that I'm currently walking to help other people, to change people's lives for the better. I was very, very, very close to walking a completely different path that would have ended in my life behind bars or my own death. Those were the only outcomes of this path that I was so close to walking. But I don't, like I said, I don't remember where or when exactly this happened, this change happened, but I realized that I, very simply put, deserved to win. That's why this is the theme of this episode. This guy, Alexander Porter, in his answer, showed that his initial mentality was that he did not deserve to win. The excitement belonged to somebody else. His mom was going to tell him no for a fact. He already answered no for himself. He did not let the world give him a chance to say yes. And in telling himself no, and in essentially believing that he did not deserve to win, he missed out on that party. He made himself a promise the first time. He had that epiphany, and he failed himself again. But now things have changed, and it took time, right? And so for me, I did mention previously that I struggled with self-esteem issues very much growing up. I, physically beat myself up, and I really struggled to see myself in a good light. It's not that I didn't think that I didn't deserve to win. Life just continually showed me and told me that I didn't deserve much. It was a reality that I had come to accept. The way that people treated me and stepped all over me and isolated me and shunned me and ostracized me, and the way that my parents and family treated me at home, I just could not win. There was no winning for me. No matter how hard I tried, no matter how much I wanted to see the good in people and love people and care about people and have friends and just have a nice support system in place, no matter how much I wanted that, I didn't get that. But somewhere along the way, in my darkest moments in life, I decided for myself that the path that I told you guys about, the one where I was a hair away from doing terrible, bloody, violent revenge on the world that had so devoured me and torn me apart to shreds. Somewhere deep inside my soul, as I was lying there in the dark, just inches and moments away from sealing my fate, I decided that that wasn't how my life was supposed to end. Imagine that, living a life of household abuse, having no friends, no support system, being rejected by everybody, being lied to and betrayed and disrespected and shunned and ignored. Imagine living a life like that. And then what? Ending it. The end. That's the end of my life right there. Everything leading up to that point, and then me sealing my fate in either death or life behind bars. What kind of life would that be? I don't know about you, but my instinct tells me not a very good one. And so I decided that that was not how my life was supposed to end. This wasn't the way. I deserved to win. I deserved so much better than how I was raised. This was not the end. This was just the beginning. A dark beginning, but a beginning nonetheless. It's not the end. This wasn't the end. This wasn't the choice to make. That wasn't the path that I was supposed to walk. I deserved so much better for such a difficult start, for such a terrible start. I wanted to see to it myself that I lived a better life than how I was raised. If you look at the story that I wrote, I don't know if I still have it publicly viewable or not, but I wrote a story about myself split in two. I talked about this in an episode, right? I split my past self into two people who I called brothers between the two of them. Brother A and Brother Z, the letters of the alphabet A to Z. And the reason they span from A to Z is because it shows the extremities of myself, the good version of me, the light, the happiness, the joy. That was A. Z was the part of me that was dark and cruel and arrogant and hateful towards the world. And the way that I wrote that story was that A was killed by humanity. Again, these are two brothers, right? And I said that A was killed in the literal sense by humanity. And Z, losing the only source of light that he had in his life, which was his beautiful, joyous, happy, innocent, loving brother, losing that source of light in his life caused Z to descend into darkness even further than he had ever before. And he decided to take revenge on humanity for taking away the only source of light in his life. And he made this plan to get back. And just before he slew his first victim, one who was responsible and involved in the murder of A, Z heard a voice in his head, right? and that voice was A, except it wasn't a voice in his head. A was there, in a sort of spirit ghostly form, before Z. And that part of the story is where A tells Z, don't forfeit your life. You know, this is something that I've also talked about with people who feel tempted to end their own lives because of losing a loved one. The loved ones would not want you to follow the same path as them. If Z had chosen to take somebody's life and continue on his path of revenge for humanity, then his life would be forfeit, a life behind bars or his own death. A did not want Z to follow that path, because if he did that, then Z's life would be forfeit, just like A's was, prematurely. And so A told Z not to follow through with his plan, because Z deserved so much better. A wanted Z to live the better life that A could not. A told Z to be strong and push forward and change the world for the better, because you won't be able to change the world for the better if you are behind bars or if you're dead. If you want to change the world, you've got to find another way, a non-violent way. And Z took these words very seriously. They were coming from his now deceased brother, who was speaking to him in a spirit sort of form. Essentially, A told Z that he deserved better. He essentially told Z that he deserved to win. Do not condemn yourself to a life of despair and hate. That is not where the ending is. It is, in fact, the beginning, a difficult beginning. A terrible beginning, but still a beginning nonetheless. And the reason that I talk about this story of A and Z is because I'm trying to express where this sort of comes from. How this is just the beginning, okay? I told myself that this wasn't the way to go. I couldn't walk down this path. And that's exactly what I decided to do. Not walk down the path, but seek and search for better for myself and fight for better for myself. And so, no matter how difficult the situation at home got, I bit my tongue. I handcuffed myself if I had to resist any temptation to do anything that would seal my fate. I didn't literally handcuff myself, that was a metaphor. Or not a metaphor, an analogy. But you get it, right? I held out for something better. And finally, I knew when my chance to escape had come. I was being sent to the US from Korea, because that's where I was attending school from second grade up until I graduated high school. I came to the US for university. And I found myself in DC. And I knew that would be the chance for me to break away. After spending a couple months acclimating to the life in the US, right? Because living in the US is different from living in Korea. I made my escape. I broke away from them. And I started to live life on my own terms for once. And make a better story than the one I had been given. See, if I ended my life, or if I, went down that dark path, that would have been the entirety of my book, and it would have ended on a terrible note. A horrible note. But because I chose to persevere and fight for better for myself, it didn't end there. That was but several chapters of the book of my life, not the entirety of the book, just the first several chapters. Because I chose to persevere. If you choose to give up now, your difficulties, everything that you have faced so far, that will be the entirety of your life, that's it. But if you don't give up, then you realize that what you're going through is just temporary, it was just the beginning. And now here I am. As I live and breathe, I write new pages and new chapters in my book of life every day. And look at what I post on social media. Instagram, you know, Twitter, Medium, YouTube, whichever platform that I'm on and I'm active on. Look, as I post about my story and as I talk about this, and I share my story with the world, and I want to do this because I want to give people hope. And I want people to understand that even if they're going through a domestic abuse situation, a violent household, something that's a terrible upbringing of any kind, whether at home or at school, this is just the beginning of your life. You've only got one life to live. Don't forfeit it. You deserve to win. After everything that you've been through, you deserve to win. So let yourself see that victory. Let yourself see that win. You cannot give up now. You cannot. If you want to live to see a better reality, if you want to bring to life the goodness and wins that could be, you have to keep pushing through. You have to. You cannot give up. Don't let your life end on a terrible note. Don't let everything that you've suffered so far be the entirety of your book of life. There's nothing we can do to change the past. It will inevitably be the first several chapters of your life, but that's okay. We don't always start off on the right foot, but we can be sure that we end on the right one. I'm not trying to make this sound like a fairy tale or a fantasy of there's always, you know, happy ending guaranteed. I don't know how your life will end, but I certainly implore you that you do not end it here, because there is so much more for you to live for, and there is so much more for you to experience, including your wins. And so I want to tell you that you deserve to win. Please do not tell yourself no. Please do not tell you that the excitement out there is for somebody else to experience. Don't sell yourself short. Don't hide yourself from the rest of the world. Go out and experience what it has to offer. Live it. Breathe it. Be it. You deserve to win. And it's time for you to see that for yourself and understand it. But the only way you'll do those things is if you don't give up. Life is about ups and downs. Sadly, yes, the good times are temporary, but that means the bad ones are as well. And when the bad ones are, and they are, then all the clouds of darkness that loom over your head will come to pass. They will not stay there permanently. And you might have lived under a storm for your entire life. Everything up until now, an abusive household situation, just terrible life at school. All your life might have just been about living through a thunderstorm. But don't let that be the entirety of your life. The storm comes and goes. Even if it's there for what seems like forever, it won't be there forever. But you have your own homework to do. You cannot give up. Please understand, and I say this with all my heart and soul, this is not the end for you. This is just a temporary storm. You'll come out of it stronger. That's with every hardship in life. When you push through and you find its meaning and you survive, you become stronger coming out of the storm than you were then when you went in. Please don't give up, because you deserve to win. And because you deserve to win, you need to see those wins for yourself. And the only way you'll see those wins for yourself is if you don't give up. Don't tell yourself no. Don't tell yourself that you don't deserve it. Try. Push through. Okay? I bet you guys know which episode is getting a couple stars in its title, right? You know, this was a really powerful and emotional one for me. And I come from And I've talked about the disparity between my logical and emotional side recently in my content. I speak with logic, but I also appeal with emotion. And I speak from emotion, but I speak with logic, if that makes any sense. I'm coming from a place of compassion and empathy, but the advice that I give is on the basis of logic, if that makes any sense at all. And honestly, I'm gonna look at this episode, I think, in 10, 20 years, I'll look back on this and be like, yeah, that's what I said when I was a kid, when I was young. I really, this is like the content that I post on the internet. One of its more minor purposes is that it serves as like a sort of photo album of my life. Right? The content, of course, primarily is out there to help people, but for me, one of its more minor purposes is to serve as a photo album of my life. To look back on these things when I get older and say, yeah, that was me when I was younger, when I was a kid, you know? That's how I used to think. That's how I used to see things. That's how I used to speak. Because my voice will change over time. I mean, not for a while, but it certainly will when I get older, right? Good stuff. Good stuff, honestly. And I know my visibility isn't very high. My audience isn't as big as I would like for it to be. But I'll get there eventually. And I hope people will look back on my history. Not because of that stupid cancel culture stuff, but because they want to see more of me when I was smaller. And I want them to sort of see where I come from, and hopefully they come across these episodes with stars on them, because I still think, no matter how old I get, that the things that I say in these episodes will still hold true. Anyway, love this episode. Hope you loved it as well. And, the whole shebang with, if you have any feedback to provide, feel free to let me know. Thank you as always for listening to my episodes. I do appreciate it. And I will see you all on the next one. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.